Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sunday School of Sunday, the 28th day of June 2026. This audio recording is brought to you courtesy of the Sunday School Department of the Christ the Lord Parish of Redeemed Christian Church of God, located at Lekki Phase 1, Lagos. Our recordings are also available on our church's website, www.rccgchristthelord.com. Our topic today is Christians and Investment, and is for both the youth and young adults as Yaya and adult classes and manuals. Let us pray. Let us say the prayer together. Dear Father, guide us to be smart investors in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, guide us to be smart investors in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we go into our topic, let's have a recap of last Sunday's teaching. The topic for the adult class was God's timing, while the topic for the Yaya class was wealth creation. For the adult class, we were taught that God makes everything beautiful in His own time. That His timing is significant in our lives. It is a perfect moment He has ordained for an occurrence. As God's children, we're to align with God's timing, which is perfect. It is never early and never late. His timing is always purposeful. His timing, which supplies hope for a great future and gives room for divine direction, should not be questioned. He knows exactly where we are at every point in time. He surely knows where we should be headed, how and when we will get to that place. So to get to know His timing, we need trust and faith. We should trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not onto our own understanding. Then we need to truly know Him before we can trust Him. And the best way to know Him is by meditating on His word. The Lord will help us. In Jesus' name. For the Yaya class, the topic was wealth creation, like I said. And we took our Bible passage from Genesis 26, 12 to 14. And we were taught that wealth creation is a process of building and growing financial resources and assets over time, rather than just relying on earned income. It is the systematic development of a continuous growth in value and size of our assets. As children of God, we're expected to depend solely on God's guidance and biblical principle in our drive to create wealth. We talked about the biblical principles like God being the source of our wealth, diligence and hard work, and then we talked about right attitude towards wealth, that we must practice contentment. We talked about generosity and gratitude, which we must practice, that the more you give, the more you receive, and that we should be grateful to God who gives us power to make wealth. And then we talked about the principle of starting small and dreaming big. We also talked about numerous legitimate opportunities to make wealth, like leveraging on your skill, interest, and passion. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. As earlier stated, our topic today is Christians and Investment. Of course, we know who a Christian is. Is a devoted follower of Christ who has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and personal Savior, and who strives to live according to Christ's teaching, is a Christian. Then investment is the act of allocating money or resources to an asset or a project or businesses with the expectation of generating profit, income, or increased value over time. Investing is a way of making your money work for you. It is when you commit your resources to a project to achieve later benefits. Let's take our Bible passage for today, which is Genesis 41, 33 to 37. Now therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years, and let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. Our memory verse is Proverbs 21:20, which says, there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. Our memory verse contrasts the habits of the wise one who practices discipline, savings, investment, and general preparation for the future with the foolish who consumes all his resources as quickly as he acquires them. We all know the story behind our Bible passage today. If the Egyptians had eaten all they had in their time of plenty, they would have starved during the famine that later befell them. However, because they kept part of their produce during their time of plenty, they had more than enough during the famine. So much so that people from other places were coming to them to buy, and they were making money. That is what our topic today is about. That as Christians, we should not eat all that we make. We should be disciplined enough to set aside some of our resources to invest for future benefit, particularly when we can no longer run up and down. Even now, let your money work for you. Wise investment usually leads to wealth accumulation, income generation, economic growth, and good retirement benefits. We, however, need a good and thorough knowledge of investment opportunities and God's leading to invest wisely in profitable ventures. The Almighty God will help us in Jesus' name. As usual, we have two lesson outlines. The first is investment opportunities. In our classes today, we shall discuss some of the areas that people can invest in. The following examples are investments that can be both financially sound and ethically right, and they can guide us. One, you can invest in stocks. That is when you buy the shares of a company. This makes you a partial owner of that company. Investors in such stocks earn through price appreciation of the stocks and dividends paid. As Christians, we can invest in companies with strong ethical practices and values that align with biblical principles. Two, real estate. When one purchases a property or building to earn rental income from it or sell it at a higher price, that's an investment. Then bonds. You can invest in bonds when you lend money to government or in corporations for a period of time, and you get interest payment on the amount lent with your principal. Then we have mutual funds, when different people as investors pool money together to buy diversified portfolio of stocks or bonds or other assets. Then you can invest in commodities, like when you invest in physical goods like gold, oil, renewable energy projects like solar. And then you invest in agriculture, like crop production, animal rearing, fishery, snailry, all of that. Then you can also invest in cryptocurrency when one purchases digital or virtual currencies like Bitcoin, and then the investor hopes to benefit from price appreciation. Then import and export of goods and services is another area. like maybe when you have charcoal business, dry fish business, clothing materials, then you can invest in businesses like raw food business, fuel station, fashion design. Even in education, you can invest. You can have a school business or writing and publishing of books. Then your retirement plans and insurance policies are some other investments. Lesson outline two. Biblical principles of investing wisely. What are those biblical steps we must take to invest wisely? One, you need divine guidance. It is important to start with God. Let God guide you into making the decision about where to invest. In Genesis 26, 1 to 5, God guided Isaac into knowing where to dwell and where he will be greatly blessed. He obeyed and he was tremendously blessed. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path." Then two, good planning. One has to carefully plan. Do your research. Do your due diligence to have profitable outcomes. Proverbs 21:5 says, "The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want." Don't hastily go into any investment. Be diligent, do your research well, and be sure of what you are going into. From our Bible passage today, we could see careful planning by the Egyptians. Then three, consistent step of faith. Sometimes one might need to take some risk, but you have to ensure that the risk is necessary and the returns will be worth it. Don't allow discouragement sometimes. Then four, Christians should invest in ways that are honest and ethical. Avoid ventures that exploit or harm others. Proverbs 13:11 says, "Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase." Then we should be involved in kingdom-focused investment. Investing should not be for personal gain alone, but also to further God's kingdom and to support others. The Almighty God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 6, 19, 21 says, "We should lay up our treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal them." Then you must have knowledge of what you are going into. We have been told that one of the golden rules of investment is that you should have some requisite knowledge of the investment intended, or you get someone trusted who is knowledgeable in the area to manage it for you. Then funding. Money for investment may be from personal savings, retirement benefits, or loans from banks, from friends or family. But don't take loans that would overwhelm you or make you go bankrupt. Then above all, research, research and research, and prayerfully select investment that you want to go into. One of our class activities today is that, is it possible to invest without spending money? Yes, it is possible to invest without spending your own money upfront. Whilst one cannot purchase stocks, bonds, or real estate without capital, one can achieve the same goal by investing one's time, skills, or by utilizing sign-up incentives. For instance, some stock trading apps, they offer free stock fractions or cash bonuses just for opening an account or inviting friends. The Almighty God will guide us into making the right investment in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Let's say this together. Father, we receive the grace to invest wisely today in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Sunday and a blessed week. Amen.